Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Mike Tannenbaum joining us now. It's football time. And Mike Tannenbaum is joining us, former Jets GM, and now you see him all the time on ESPN, giving all his expertise to Stephen A. and the rest. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
We really appreciate you joining us again. I know you're busy. How about our Texans, Mike? Let's start there with what Nick Caserio has done over these past 2 years. Is he climbing up the boards as one of the best executives in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's a great reputation. You know, we hired Nick from New England, and it was bumpy at the beginning, but, you know, he has certainly done a good job, and when you hit on a rookie quarterback the way they did with Stroud, you could go out and go get, you know, a whole bunch of good players. Al Shaier, obviously, Mixon's an excellent player, and, you know, to go get the best pass rusher in Danielle Hunter, that's a really good start to an offseason.
It really is, and Mike, can you talk for a second, because you've been in a position before. A lot of fans panic when the biggest names are coming off the board. Texans fans showed a lot of panic when Saquon Barkley was not signed and when some of the names started dropping off. And I just thought, man, I've seen this too much. You got to wait for day two. The second wave really is something where you get better value a lot of times. And can you talk about the patience to wait through certain deals and maybe just the preparation of a free agency board and how that works over the first 3 days?
You know, I know we're talking about Houston here, but Dallas to me is a great example of, like, you know, you hear A.J. Dillon maybe going there, right? And would I rather have Derrick Henry over A.J. Dillon? Yeah, probably, but not by a ton. And now all of a sudden you look at the value. And to me, I think Dallas has done a really good job over the last couple of years of being patient, being opportunistic, going to go get a Steph Gilmore, you know, could even be in season. So it's hard. You know, I've run a couple teams where, you know, you see your division opponents doing all sorts of things. And we're all human, and you have a little angst, but I think Nick Caserio, again, has done a really good job, and I think Joe Mixon's a really good player. I think Joe Mixon helps Stroud because he can protect, and he's also a good receiver out of the backfield.
Who do you like what they've done best this offseason so far?
Yeah, I'll take the pass rupture, right? I mean, you're going to line up Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. You know, who are you going to slide protection to? And, you know, Hunter is going to be 30, but to me, like, his arm length, get off, explosion, like, I still think he's one of the best. And ironically, you know, him and Grenard basically switch teams, but I think they got the better player. Obviously more expensive, but I think he's the better player.
What other teams besides the Texans do you think are winning right now?
I love what Philadelphia did. I think, guys, I think there's a little bit of a, you know, dogma around this. Hey, we don't pay running backs. I think Saquon Barkley, if the three of us were running a team, and I said we could have 4.7% of our cap allocated to a great player, I think it's really good business. And when you think about Jalen Hurts, guys, he's had 491 rushing attempts over the last 3 years, the most of any quarterback. Saquon Barkley is going to make Jalen Hurts better and healthier.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think so many times people with quarterbacks who run the ball, it's such an advantage to have a quarterback who can extend drives. But what the factor that I think people really fail to recognize is this is not a game of Madden. This has real consequences on injuries that turn into nagging injuries that turn into just the wear and tear really starts to take a toll on quarterbacks. And being able to pull some of that off of Jalen Hurts is such a major victory and accomplishment, I think. It was something they wanted to do with Miles Sanders, and it just didn't work out.
I think that's such an important point. And, guys, we could throw out the injury report. I don't care what it said. Jalen Hurts was not the same player a year ago. He just wasn't. And Miles Sanders, DeAndre Swift, guys, I think he's a good player, but Saquon's on a whole other level. And, again, you could look at Lamar Jackson. He was healthy last year, and what a difference that made for the Ravens.
And now they pick up Derrick Henry, but they lose two of their offensive linemen to the Jets. So does that offset what Derrick Henry can bring to the table?
Baltimore, to me, they always seem like they're a half a step ahead of everybody. And if those guys were healthy and at the right age, I don't know. I got to pump the brakes on that one a little bit. I just feel like they're always like a half a step ahead. And we'll see how well, you know, Moses and Simpson plays. But those are two guys, obviously, the Jets desperately needed.
I'm kind of curious why is Justin Simmons still out there right now? Quandre Diggs. Why are those two safeties, but especially Justin Simmons, who I would think might be one of the prize catches for a team looking for a center fielder, why is he still available?
You know, I think it's a little bit like the running back position from a year ago, guys. Like, it's supply and demand. You know, we saw Jordan Poyer off the board, for example, to Miami. But I think for the most part, teams are going to be patient at the safety position and say, hey, we can get a decent one down the road.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the safeties. You know, that's a position that I kind of like to see the Texans address. Jimmy Ward was really beat up here. as far as your thoughts on Arik Armstead, the guy they call the blueprint, you know, when you look at, there's certain defensive teams. I mention the Colts all the time because I know Chris Ballard and height, weight, speed, length, lean mass, all that stuff. San Francisco has the same model, you can tell. DeMeco is clearly building the same model here in Houston. You think Arik Armstead has enough in the tank left to warrant, you know, to be a smart addition on a two-year deal to the Texans? I don't know if they have enough money. I don't know what's going on, but it sure seems like they have their sights set on them.
You know, one thing, like, we're getting into, like, the next sort of iteration for the Houston Texans, guys, is something known as like an aura of association where, hey, we got a chance to win. So, you know, getting back with his coach, we got a chance to win. Money may not be a deal, but it's tax-free. It's less to live in Houston than San Francisco, and that's how I would recruit a guy like Arik Armstead.
Mike Tannenbaum with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What would you pay Mike Williams right now with the injury concerns and the production concerns, really?
Yeah, you know, that to me, like, that's an easy one. Hey, Mike Williams, you need us more than we need you. You're going to give us 1 year at an incredible discount, and it's an investment, and you're going to make, you know, let's look at Calvin Ridley's deal with Tennessee, which, by the way, shocked you guys.
Yeah.
But if I'm recruiting Mike Williams, what I'm saying is, like, you're playing 1 year at the minimum, and, man, you're going to make a ton of money next year.
Yeah, and well, you know, if you can prove it, and that's going to be interesting. Mike Tannenbaum is with us right now, and Mike, have things changed in terms of your perception? It always is about growing your own. Sustainability is always about growing your own. But one of the things that I've really noticed is that so many teams now are taking advantage of the 1 year and 2 year free agent. It's no longer about the long term deals. It's about filling in roster with pretty good players toward the back end of their contracts. The 31-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, they're just not getting the same deals they used to. Teams recognize they need to draft to go young and go cheaper. How has that changed for you? How do you balance draft versus free agency now in terms of team building in your estimation?
Yeah, like I really agree with that. Like, you'll always find the exception, like a 5-year deal for the Robert Hunts of the world, or, you know, what we saw again for a guy like Ridley. But, you know, now a player has an injury, not to go into too much of the weeds here, but teams can get exposed if they do a multi-year deal and a player gets hurt. And even if he doesn't have guaranteed money, they can still walk away with a pretty sizable amount of, like, injury protection. And I think teams are doing a much better job to say, hey, 1 year deal and walk away, and we don't have, you know, that liability, and we'll build through the draft, and, you know, we'll plug in. And, you know, a good example of that is, like, Dallas. You know, they got to deal with Micah Parsons, obviously, you know, Dak. and they go out and they'll sign Eric Kendricks and plug a hole because the Mon Clark and Marquez Bell were obviously not big enough. So when Vander Esch got hurt, they didn't have an answer, and you know now they have an answer at middle linebacker.
I gotta say, you gotta feel the same way here. There was a time where Jerry Jones was, and I remember the turning point. It was just splashy picks. You know, it was not going to be fundamentally sound. It's not fiscally sound. The Cowboys now, and it started with Johnny Manziel being passed on, and they went with Zach Martin, which is incredibly smart, and everyone thought he'd go with the splashy Manziel. It's kind of crazy that over the last 10 years, the Cowboys have become a team that, I know Cowboys fans get frustrated with some of it, but they actually do a pretty good job on the personnel side of being a reasonable team with how they operate.
I totally agree. You know, and again, like, if we were running the Cowboys, there's no way we're going to let one of those three players leave. And, you know, they're going to be massive, massive extensions. Those are great problems to have. So I agree. I think part of it, though, to be candid, is, you know, Jerry comes out and says things like, you know, we've never been more all in, and then they do nothing, right? So, you know, he'll throw some gas on that fire, but they've drafted very, very well and should be commended for that.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mike, I hate to do it to you, but because I know every segment is Justin Fields on ESPN.
It is a Justin Fields station now.
It is. It really is. What do they get for him now, and any idea where he goes?
No, look, it's a fair question, guys. I'm shocked. You know, you look at some of these teams going with some of these other quarterbacks, you know, taking nothing away from a Jameis Winston, for example, or, you know, Sam Darnold going to Minnesota. But, like, Justin Fields has a lot of upside. I think it was ominous that Luke Getsy didn't want. Did that surprise you that the Raiders didn't have any interest?
Yes. Yeah, it really did, that they went with Baker Mayfield. I mean, you got a playmaker over there. I'm really surprised that they went Baker Mayfield along with Aiden O'Connell. I mean, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
With Aiden O'Connell. Aiden's a pocket passer. Gardner's a guy who, I mean, you know what Gardner is. He's a three-game starter for you as a backup who gives you a chance. Right. Justin Fields, it's like, are they still in a quarterback market now, or what do we do? It looks like they're out of the quarterback market this year in the draft.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm with you guys. Like, I was just very, very surprised. Like, at $2.7 million, Justin Fields has shown remarkable poise, maturity in a big market, in tough situations. Like, those are the types of guys you want. Those are the types of guys you want to take a shot on. For once Mac Jones went for six guys, like, his market just plummeted. And I was really, really surprised that a team, be it Cleveland, Giants, didn't sign him. And really could have had him for, you know, next to nothing.
His numbers aren't great, but, you know, the Bears weren't a good football team. All those losses that he compiled, only one guy. Did you see the trivia question this morning, Mike? One guy has lost more games in the NFL than Justin Fields since he got there. You know who that guy is? One quarterback?
Who?
Trevor Lawrence.
Davis Mills.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, because he starts all the games.
Yeah. Davis Mills didn't start enough games to lose 30. But Trevor Lawrence has lost 30. Are we still?
I sometimes feel like he gets a pass.
Does he get a pass, Mike?
I agree. I think when you look at it, Trevor Lawrence has A, ability, and he's been a B, you know, and that's probably being a little generous. But, you know, I think you always have to measure somebody with, like, what should they be, what could they be. And I think if Trevor Lawrence was in the metropolitan New York area or a bigger market, it'd be a little bit noisier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It helps being in Jacksonville. There's no question about it. Mike Tannenbaum with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We really appreciate the time, Mike. We know this is a busy time for you, all you guys, all you NFL guys over at ESPN. Thanks for joining us and continued success over there.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Thanks, right. Mike.
Mike Tannenbaum with us here on the show. Former GM. Knows his stuff and is with us.
Turned the Dolphins into what we know now as one of the most explosive offenses
He did it all.
In the league. Well, laid the groundwork, the foundation.
I mean, we could do this thing where I actually go through who Mike Tannenbaum signed and didn't sign, see how well you like the moves, if you want to do that for
your
buddy.
I said laid the groundwork.
No, if you
laid the groundwork.
Would you like to do that for your buddy?
Let's laid.
Go. Nah, we're up against it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got to talk about John Dasper.
We're up against a break.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have liked to have.
Okay.
But we got to move on to other topics. Like John Dasper, personal injury lawyer here in Houston. I understand that in every billboard that you look at, you're going to see personal injury lawyers when you drive down the road. Like every, and everyone's got a different type of hook. John Dasbitt, you'll see him with, there'll be basketball stuff. There'll be football stuff. He did an NIL deal with University of Houston and University of Texas baseball teams as well. I've got him, geared up to talk to Carl Lewis about the track team. Like he's been very, very involved on NIL, but the difference is he doesn't want to be associated with some of the personal injury lawyers. Like, this isn't Better Call Saul. This isn't some of the lawyers you see here that do gimmicky stuff and act crazy and silly. John Dasbitt's about getting in there and working his ass off. And all of his lawyers are going to work their asses off. He expects them in the office over the weekend. Like, it is not for the faint of heart to work on his staff, but he thinks that you deserve that. He thinks that you deserve to have a lawyer who's fighting for you, who's going through, pouring through your case, finding every single thing that you may have to pay for, everything. Make sure that it's covered, because nothing's worse than getting an early settlement and then you realize it's not even going to be enough to cover what it is that you've gone through. Not to mention, you know, your pain and suffering. How would you like the fact that some of your bills are going to come out of your pocket? That's the worst. And that's what happens when you go with inexperienced personal injury lawyers who are just simply trying to get a check off you and move on to the next client. It's not John Dasbitt, but he has so many lawyers so that he can handle the workload, and he works throughout the state of Texas. There's 10 offices throughout Texas. So if you are a friend or a coworker, somebody's been injured through someone else's negligence, make sure that you tell them about John Dasbitt and Dasbitt Law. They're the biggest here in the city of Houston. DasbittLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW. No gimmicks. 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks to Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on the show. A lot of good stuff. Ryan Clark thinks this is going to be, the Eagles are going to be one of the great, oh, is it Ryan Clark who, I don't want to misquote.
You mean from the pivot?
One of the, this is going to be the best offense in the NFL, the Eagles. Oh, yeah, it's Ryan Clark. This is going to be one of the most difficult offenses to stop in the entire league. Do you agree that, okay, first of all, Jalen wasn't as good this year as he was the previous year. He was a top five quarterback coming into last year. He's not even considered a top 10 quarterback right now. He has had, that's a big number. What did Mike Tannenbaum say? 491 rushes?
Yeah, something in that neighborhood, yeah.
400 and, no.
Well, over 3 years.
That is.
No, I mean, that's a lot of quarterback sneaks, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's one of the best plays in the NFL. It might be the best short yardage play in the NFL, in NFL history, might be, is the success rate that he has. Are we buying that this is going to be, just because of Saquon Barkley, this is going to be one of the best offenses in the NFL?
Well, I mean, it should be in theory. They were 2 years ago.
Saquon that much better than DeAndre
Swift? Well,
listen, Swift?
You've got.
I don't know that he's
But
that
you
much
still
better.
Have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
I know,
those
but you
really,
had him
really
last
good.
Year, too.
Well,
and you had DeAndre
but quarterback,
Swift.
But Jalen Hurst didn't play as well. And so, once again, I would tell you, so you're losing your center, Kelsey. That's a big part of the running game,
yes,
by the way.
Is.
So let's see what happens with Kelsey gone. They still have two good tackles. I mean, they're still good enough on the offensive line. But you are losing your...
You are losing. They've got Cam Jurgens, who will step right in, I'm sure. I'm sure they're just moving him over there. Landon Dickerson, they just re-signed. He's the highest-paid guard ever at their left guard. So they're still good on the offensive line. I want Jalen Hurts to do it again. Is there any chance that he... You know, I do think that we just take for granted that running the football, you get tackled and go down. You ever really got tackled? You ever really been hit hard? You have, John. You played quarterback in high school and in college. It takes a toll.
Yeah.
It takes a toll. You don't, you know, oh, man. And you just shake it off and keep playing. These are grown-ass men hitting him, and he's running that much. I guarantee you Monday and Tuesday mornings are hell for Jalen Hurts. I guarantee you. Because of how he plays the game. He's going to get beat up. Why do running backs not last long in the NFL? For the same reason. And Jalen Hurts is carrying the ball like a running back. So I want to see if he can stay healthy. I want to see if he can win from the pocket with no Shane Steichen there. They do have a chance to be one of the most explosive offenses. Who will average more points per game offensively, the Eagles or the Texans?
I don't know that.
I don't either. I don't have a for sure answer.
Know that.
I mean, there is a chance that sophomore jinx could get CJ a little bit. Yeah. I don't feel. I just doesn't
Plus
feel
the schedule's
possible.
Gonna be, the, he's going to play
schedule's
much better defenses.
Tougher, but you know they were punking out the good teams last year anyway, like the Browns and the Colts.
You mean the Browns,
the Ravens,
who were awful on defense on the road?
Remember how they punked the Ravens last year?
Yeah, not the Falcons.
Did they?
Not the,
did the Texans score
lost
off
to the Panthers?
Did the Texans score an offensive touchdown against the Ravens last year?
They did.
No, not in the second game.
Not in the playoff game. In the first game, did they score an offensive touchdown?
That doesn't count. Who cares?
Yeah, they
first
must
game?
Have because they scored.
I thought that was like 9. How did they get to 10?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, we got 5-star coming up. He's going to give us winners for today. We need to make money today.
What 5-star's coming up?
Yeah. We're just going to do some basketball today? At 9:30. We get winners. John, there's a tremendous amount of, maybe in here, we got a tremendous amount of basketball. We got action all day today.
Yeah, but they dunk in basketball. So oh, yeah. He might not true. Be interested.
No, these are guys shooting threes and mostly doing layups and chest passes, John. You're going to love it.
And bounce passes.
Bounce passes.
Fundamentals.
Quick reverse. Yeah, you'll have quick reverse passes, top of the key, a lot of closeouts.
John's favorite players.
Now, Houston plays.
Tim Duncan.
Now, Houston will close out shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Houston will force you into the baseline and use the baseline
shoot.
As a defender.
But they won't shoot well.
No, because true basketball is not about shooting. It's about defending.
I thought the whole purpose of the game was to put the ball in the
basket.
Yeah,
but that all changed with 90s basketball. That all changed with the hand. Bring the hand. Every time I have an argument with my son, I just put my hand real hard on his waist, and I say, try to get by me now. Kevin Durant would have got broke smooth in half in the 90s.
Yeah, Kevin Durant wouldn't
can
have found
Can you imagine
a way.
Kevin Durant playing against Anthony Mason?
The 7-foot guy who can shoot threes at the higher percentage. He never would have found a way.
It would work, but
never
everything would have to be, he would not want to step inside the three-point line.
He doesn't do that
now.
He's a jump shooter. He's always been a jump shooter.
And he doesn't like when Pat Beverly
guards. Yeah, but he'd still.
He would light up 7.
Oh, no, no. He would shoot.
The Knicks guards would.
He would shoot well, but they would intentionally hammer him.
He wouldn't get the ball.
I guarantee you, Kevin Durant would be intimidated by the defenders.
Not this again. The 6'11".
Kevin Durant would not.
The 6'11 unicorn.
He plays against streamers now.
No, he doesn't. The 6'11 unicorn wouldn't be able to find a way to.
He'd be able to get points, but everything would have to be outside. He'd be too afraid. Once Larry Johnson and Anthony Mason threatened his life during at the free throw line. He is going to crumble and immediately go to the burner. Oh, my God. These guys are so, – he'll just start burn. He'll start halftime social media call cries for help.
He wouldn't figure it out. You guys are right. Kevin Durant
would
never figure it out.
Rick Mahorn would try to literally murder him on the court.
And to clean it up, the Texans did not score a touchdown in the first game either. So they did not score an offensive touchdown against the Ravens last year.
Well, but the Ravens aren't very good.
So that's why they didn't score?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you think the Eagles will score more? The Eagles have the Giants – Cowboys. We got a more favorable run defensively, I think. Colts would be pretty sporty. I don't know how the – I think Houston will average 20 – I think they're going to average 26 points a game.
The Colts picked up Joe Flacco. They can't lose now. They have got one of the great free agent quarterbacks on the market. Nobody's talking about this.
Now, I want to ask you, did it seem a little puzzling when you said –
who could back up in that offense Anthony Richardson? Who could be another
perfect,
good?
That same style.
You know what?
Same style.
Same style. Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco. That was an unusual. That one didn't make a lot of sense for me. And needless to say, it was not a. It didn't go well with my son Snacks, who's a Colts fan. That didn't excite him. He did get excited that somebody that Legarius Sneed liked the comment that Zaire Franklin saying, we got to have Quandre Diggs and Legarius Sneed here. And Quandre Diggs did eyeballs, retweeted with eyeballs, and Legarius Sneed liked. And he goes, these are great signs. These are great signs.
Well, before we get to five-star, the speculation was that, of course, the Texans have Arik Armstead lined up. Well, they're bringing in Tim Settle Jr. for a visit, another defensive
tackle.
That's
just to put pressure on Arik Armstead.
You think?
Is it?
No, Tim Settle is an athletic big. He's a wide body. I mean, Tim Settle would be – he ain't going to get paid. He's like,
no,
like
be cheaper.
$5 million a year maybe. Yeah, a lot cheaper.
That might be the reason why.
You think they did all this for Tim Settle?
Well, they can't – either that or they just can't afford it, Armstead.
Maybe they couldn't agree to what Armstead wants. Yeah. So they go to Tim Settle.
But you could afford him when you were trading?
But listen.
Maybe they had a number and he won't go below it.
Armstead has to take a hometown discount. He could get the band back together with D'Amico.
Is he from
the
area?
He wasn't any good without D'Amico.
Well, hometown meaning D'Amico's like an uncle to most of these players.
He's from Sacramento.
So if you want to be with Uncle D'Amico, then take...
Uncle D.
Well, Sacramento, big deal.
Uncle Drake?
I'm sure he's been here.
Uncle D.
Drake?
D'Amico.
Oh, okay.
Uncle
D's. How about Drake is moving to Houston? 50 Cent lives here.
Mm-hmm. Drake is living here.
Drake, not yet.
Yeah, well,
when he's done, he's gonna buy a place when he gets off tour or whatever. I'm just going by what Mason said. Mason's up on these things. He's going to live here. 50 Cent lives here. Tesla is now here right down the street at Richmond. There's a Tesla. Used to be at a Dave and Buster's. Elon Musk moved everything to Texas. Arik Armstead, I think if it's good enough for 50 Cent and it's good enough for Bun B and it's good enough for Drake, it's good enough for Danielle Hunter, it's good enough for you.
Yeah.
So let's stop with all these demands over money. You made your money. You want to win
money.
A championship? Sure. Okay, C.J. Stroud or Jimmy Garoppolo? C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
You want to win a championship? I don't want to hear about your greedy looking for money.
Is he anywhere?
No. He was in San Francisco Armstead.
But the choice isn't between the Texans and the 49ers anymore. It's the Texans
and the
rest
of the
league. That's
what I'm saying. You couldn't do it with the 49ers. You got so close. We got C.J. Stroud.
We got... Five star.
Noah Brown.
Coming your way
now.
Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Kenyon Green.
I got Canstead and Dublin. You guys are stupid because you thought Homestead was Canstead and Dublin.
I get confused.
Right? You guys don't know nothing about it. You don't know nothing about the dip game, okay? So, dip game.
All right.
I said dip.
Is your dip game strong?
Dip. You got to be strong in your
John's
dip game.
John's got a strong dip game.
Yeah.
The strongest.
Sure do. Yeah. You got to get your...
Right now he's slanging that D. Dip. What? He's slanging D right now. Right now he's literally, for the next 45 seconds, he's going to slang D. Watch. Go ahead. Slang that D, John.
You want to start over, John? We can start over. I don't know if you want that in the live. You want to start over?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they do.
All right.
Listen,
go ahead.
I'm slinging dip. Right now, that's what I'm slanging. I'm slanging some dip, and if you're looking to get some dip that is not going to kill you, some dip that's not going to hurt you, some dip that you can enjoy and not worry about your health, not worry about your jaw, not worry about nicotine, not worry about tobacco, not worry, period. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, right? That's what it is, but it's got the flavor that you're looking for, the mint or the citrus or the tobacco flavor. You can get tobacco flavor. If that's what you want, you can get that. But you don't have the tobacco, so you don't have the danger. What you have is a safer way to dip every single time. And it's cleaner, too. You ain't spitting because it's got CBD oil. You aren't going to want to swallow. But you still get that same sensation between your cheek and gum. You're looking for the best way to dip. Do it safely with 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Five Star, our good friend Five Star in Vegas, joining us right now to give us some winners today. Five Star, you send us a list of what you like. What about our Cougs? You're not giving them 10.5?
Man, you know I'm always with the Cougs. If I don't say anything about them, that means I'm probably not going to make the play. I'll just be rooting for them. You know, they've been a covering machine all year, but just a lot of points in a tournament that means so much to the other teams that are playing. We know the Cougs are going to be the number one seed. They're going to be in the tournament. So, honestly, I'd like it if Coach would approach it where he's not even really, you know, pushing his guys hard and save some juice for March, because we've seen before where teams go hard in the conference tournament and don't have much left for when, you know, the real thing starts. So I would not be mad at all if the Cougs didn't win the Big 12 tournament. It might give them a little motivation, because I want to see them lift that big trophy this year.
You, one of the things that you'll look at, really everyone has access to now through all the sites that you can get to, is the early proposition bet on who's going to win a tournament, who's going to win a conference tournament. And while, you know, you look at the odds and you'll say, well, maybe this team, this favorite or this favorite's going to win. We know a lot of times that doesn't happen. Many times there's surprises and a surprise team gets in. You like some, not, I wouldn't say long odds, but they're pretty good odds in the Big East tournament.
Yeah, I definitely like Marquette. They're the defending Big East champions. They've been missing their I wouldn't say their top player, but he's definitely 1A and 1B, because Cam Jones is a beast, too, in the backcourt as well. But Tyler Colick was the, you know, biggest player of the year last year. He also was the tournament MVP. He'll be returning. He's not playing today, but he will be returning the next game. And as you know, Shaka Smart, even going back to VCU, has always been a really good tournament coach. I think that Marquette is going to be really up for this tournament, a lot more so than I think UConn will be. And Marquette at +560, defending champs, a very talented team with a chip on their shoulder from ending the regular season kind of, you know, not playing as well as they like to. I think that they're very dangerous. So I love that value at that play. Because, I mean, look at UConn, who's the favorite. They're like -115. There's no value in that play. You can't tell me that Marquette can beat UConn on one night. They've done it before already this season.
We got Five Star in Vegas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's get to the Big 12. I think this conference has been great all year. While you're afraid to give the 10.5 with the Cougs, you like a couple other games there. And dogs you like in these ones.
Yeah, I love betting dogs in March, man, because it's about desperation. You got a really desperate team in Kansas State. They're 19-13, which means they're on the bubble. So every game they're fighting to get in the good eyes of the NCAA, or to win this tournament so you can get an automatic bid. They pulled out a great victory last night against Texas. They overcome a 10-point deficit at the halftime. And their opponent, Iowa State, is a lock to get the tournament. Not as much pressure. Number 2 seed. They had a bye last night. The last time these two teams faced actually was the last regular season game for the Cyclones, and Kansas State won that game. Kansas State has a lot of things going that make them a solid pick. They're desperate, as I said before. They play sound defense. And they also have a point guard that controls the tempo. He makes pick shots, clutch, and most importantly, makes some free throws. That's Tyler Perry, funny name, like the movie director guy. I've noticed Tyler Perry versus the NIT performance that he had last season with North Texas. Ended up transferring to a big school, you know, to get some more run for the NBA. He's a really good player. He's solid. As I said, he's very clutch. K-State overall is just a talented team. They had some tough losses for their last 5 losses were by less than 6 points. I also really like their coach, Jeremy Kane. He has a real ability to get the teams up for turning the game, as we saw last year with their run through the Elite 8. Also, a bigger factor, guys, is in Kansas City. So they're going to have a really pro K-State crowd out there. Give me Kansas State plus 7.5 tonight.
Kansas State plus 7.5. That's a big number for that game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they win money line.
Now, this other game, though, Baylor's a pretty good basketball team. Why do you like Cincinnati?
Baylor is a good team. If their record doesn't reveal the type of team they've been lately. They're not as good as they've been in the past. They're 22-9 this year, but they really don't play good on the road. Whereas you got Cincinnati coming in, same factor that we had with Kansas State, a team that's on the bubble, they're hungry, they're 18-13, they're trying to impress the committee. They dominated a shorthanded Kansas team last night. I mean, I don't know how shorthanded Kansas was. They were missing McCullers and they were missing Dickinson, but still, this is Kansas, so they have some really high recruits that were out there playing, and Cincinnati literally locked them down on defense. They beat the Jayhawks by 20 points. They've been playing really well. Now, they have two games under their belt in this tournament, and I think that plays well with your momentum and keeping your rhythm. Then you have Baylor, you said, the 22-9. They were hounded by Texas Tech at the end of the season. They're a talented team, but they're a different team at home than they are on the road. This was in a neutral site in Kansas. Early this season when Baylor faced Cincinnati, they barely escaped, and they were at home. They were in Waco, and they barely escaped with a three-point victory. I think Cincinnati is a scrappy team, as we've seen them from when they played University of Houston. They're a really scrappy team, man. They're really solid, and they really shoot the three well. The teams that shoot the three well are always teams that you want to take with points in these tournaments. The Bearcats are also 3-0 versus the spread on the road as an underdog, and 6-2-1 as an underdog overall this year against the spread. So give me Cincinnati with the points. I'm going to cover those points up.
I love it. And that's where the dogs, I think the dogs bark the loudest in the conference tournaments. I mean, you know, well, the NCAA tournament's a separate conversation, but have you found that the dogs make more sense in first round versus second round, or, you know, because you have more time to prepare in the first round for your opponent, and there is obviously a conference tournament, you have a familiarity with them. Then once you get to the second round, you know, I know a lot of times in the NCAA tournament, the thought is the better team, the more, you know, the well-coached team can have a big impact on that Thursday game, but when it comes to the Saturday game, sometimes there's not as much time to prep for a team, and so then it turns into the talent or the coaching as opposed to the preparation. Do you feel that way about dogs in the early, in the first go-round, the first round, or do you have any rules like that?
Yeah, I definitely do, Lance, and the reason why is because, all right, when these tournaments start, most of the teams who are the higher seeds are going to the tournament anyway. And, you know, don't get me wrong, these teams, nobody wants to go out and lose. Everybody wants to win. They're playing to win. But if they get down early, how much fight are you going to get from these teams who are preparing for March, you know, to win in the NCAAs if they go down in the first round, second round to a lesser team, a team that's fighting to get into the tournament? So I think that definitely you want to go early, because now if you get later in the tournament, now pride kicks in. The better teams, like, hey, we got a chance to lift a trophy, even though this isn't the NCAA title, it's my conference title, and then you get the best out of them. But early, you can always get some slippers. So I definitely like the dogs in the first and second round.
That's Five Star in Vegas at Five Star in Vegas. Let's keep on doing this. We've got the tourney. We'll find out who's in the tourney. And actually, next week at this time, I think we're going to be at Nick's place. We're going to be at Nick's place for the games.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So,
just like old times.
Yeah, this is.
Is this going to be, you don't care about doing the amateur thing and hanging out, but like, is it different? Do you like being, you don't like the fact that you have to sweat a big bet while somebody else is sweating $20 screaming louder than you are at stuff. I know it stresses you out. Do you like being in sports books or in large places when you're watching a tournament, or no?
March Madness, I do at the beginning, because I'm not unloading like I do when we're on college football, man. I bet my units change. My unit amounts change when I bet college basketball, because it's just, you know, it's just too much up and down with these kids. You know, they're all amateurs, like you said. Whereas when we're dealing with college football, I feel like I have a little bit better grasp on it. I'm good with the numbers with college basketball, but I just don't invest as much. I don't like to give back my football money in the spring. So I make it more of a fun thing. My wife's been talking all week about it. She can't wait because the kids go to daycare. My 10-year-old goes back to school next week. We already called Doug over there at the Wynn and got us some seats set up. So she's ready to go over there and just have a ball in the spring. Yeah, enjoy the games. We'll have something down on it, but it won't be nearly as much as we get closer to, you know, the Sweet 16, Elite 8, those games that I watch at home by myself in my living room, you know, with the kids or whatever. But early, I do enjoy the environment. I think that's the best part of being in Vegas. I even like that, you know, better than this, the NFL's kickoff week and, you know, Labor Day for the first week of college football. It's nothing like March Madness in Vegas, man. If you guys get a chance to listen, had to come. You make sure you come. You guys hit me up on the DM. Make sure I buy you guys a drink.
That is, it is awesome. Awesome, awesome. It's better than the Super Bowl because you just got three. I always thought the Super Bowl was better because you could gamble all the time and then 3 hours of the game and then you're done. But the tournament, just action after action after action. It's so much fun. All right, when you're watching at home, do you yell at the television?
Yes.
Definitely.
Dude, I read your tweets. I already know how you're feeling at home.
At home, man, especially if it's like a 10-unit bet, man, I'm screaming at the TV. I've never been like one of those idiots that we see on social media who break their TV. I'm not breaking this TV, I don't lose my mind, but I'm definitely yelling at the TV for talking about what the coach is doing or what these players are doing. But my kids have learned when I'm watching certain games, my wife will tell them, hey, go upstairs. You got to go upstairs and go to the room because – he knows it. I'm liable to say the wrong word around him, and then now I'm in trouble with her.
My wife, I'm watching. Cougs basketball gets me nuttier than anything. And my wife said, what are you screaming at? Make a layup! That's what I'm – make a layup!
Yeah.
That's it. I like this Cougs team this year, man. I don't think the Shed will be denied. I think that he's the best player in the country this year. We know that Coach Sampson's going to have those kids ready to play. We're going to have a big contribution from Sharp. He's the key, I think, to them being able to get over the hump and really win it this year. Like I said, I don't know about tonight, man. I think TCU is going to be really, really, really pumped for this game. They played well last night. And I like it when teams come out playing the night before, at least for sure, for the first half, you know. But TCU, I know that Houston will win, but, man, that's a lot of points to give up against a proud team. And we know they have a really good coach over there in Jamie Dixon. So I'll be rooting for the Cougs, but I won't be playing it. But I do think that the Cougs, this is their chance. I think this is our year. I was posted, I don't know if you guys saw it, I came out to Pac-12 tournament yesterday. I was so proud, man. They had all of the stuff for the college games, and right in the middle was UH. And I said, wow, Cougs basketball is really bad.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You ain't putting in the payback factor. Kansas caught it. Iowa State caught it, and now TCU's going to catch it. They're catching the payback factor. Kansas caught it big time, and the Cougs didn't forget that they lost.
Yeah, they do hold grudges, lost.
Oh, don't worry.
They're grudge
holders.
Do you
know Kelvin Sampson's got like
like an angry girlfriend or an angry wife. They grudge holders.
I don't think 10.5 is
even. I love it.
Yep, they're going. I throw a little something on them Cougs. Throw a little something on them because they're gonna take care of that business, five-star.
Maybe I tease them down then, John. Maybe I tease them down to 7.5. I think they get to 10 for sure.
All right. That's five-star in Vegas right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, and it's that time again, ESPN 97.5. Thanks, five-star. We appreciate it.
All right.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 6th Annual Bracket Madness presented by DraftKings at the Golden Nugget, supported by Houston Powder Coaters. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include a gift basket from Gentle Ben valued at $200, $50 gift cards to Star Pizza, East River 9, Republic Boot Company, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com under the Promotions tab to register now. How about that? Nothing. Free. Nothing. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. And you are getting prize cards. You know what you're talking about? Let's go. MyBookie.ag is the place to bet on whatever Five Star told you. He told you Kansas State, right? He told you Cincinnati. He told you Marquette. And I told you bet on them Cougs. So where do you go to do it? You go to MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, has the best way to play, win, and get paid. You got to put in whatever you put in. You make your deposit at MyBookie, and whatever you put in, they are going to give you a bonus for it. But you got to put in promo code BET975. You got to put in the promo code BET975 to get that bonus. Even if you're reloading, you get the bonus as well. Now, what can you bet on? Look at all the things that's still available. I know football's your favorite, but that's okay. There's still plenty of ways to make money right now. You know your college team. You love your college team. Bet on them in the tournament. You love your pro basketball team, your hockey team, your soccer team, whatever. MyBookie.ag, easy to navigate. You'll love the site. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Wow. I mean, have we lost all perspective and common sense? In DeSoto, Texas, a man was given a citation warning after riding his wheelchair in a street without sidewalks. So he's riding down the street in his wheelchair, I guess on the side, whatever. Cop pulls up, stops him in front of him, and he says, hey, you can't ride your wheelchair in the street. Well, there's no sidewalk, and it rained earlier. I couldn't ride in a wet grass. He gave him a citation warning.
We're trying to keep the streets, keep it clear for traffic. Hey, you know.
Have we lost all common sense in this world?
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
Well, I feel like a lot of people say that. So I feel like common sense is still there. We're all cognizant of it. It just feels like I see dumb stuff happen every day.
Get out of the street.
Where did this happen?
Who said you could ride your wheelchair in the street? That's not a place for your wheelchair.
If he didn't have spinal bifida and lose a leg, he could have walked.
If he wasn't so hobbled and he could use two legs.
Ooh, what'd you say?
Said if he wasn't so hobbled.
Yeah, like you did with John Clay Wolf.
Does he have one good leg? Because I do have a knee scooter. You can go quicker in a knee scooter. You can.
Was it a motorized?
Not in today's wheelchairs.
That was spinal bifida.
Today's wheelchairs are fast.
Was it motorized?
Well, the electric ones, yeah.
The wheelchair was motorized, right?
Well, first of all, if it's motorized, the police officer has no right to do that.
Well, maybe he was. You can get a citation for driving.
Can you get a citation for being Amish?
Too slow.
Can you get a citation for being Amish? And you're going, no, you can't. You would not cite an Amish person.
Depends on where.
With a horse.
What if the horse dumps in the street and you don't clean it up?
I don't know if they treat horses the same way
they
treat dogs.
No one walks
around
with giant trash bags like you do with a dog on a walk.
Do you stop the carriage to pick up the horse poop?
You should.
They're called road apples
for a reason.
It's
okay to dump in the street with a horse, but not a dog.
Road apples.
You don't even like dogs. Why are you defending dogs?
I'm defending because it's a dog world.
No, we clean up after dogs.
It's a dog.
You're not cleaning up after a horse. Those road apples sit there. Yeah.
A motorcyclist. Okay. Should have seen this one coming. A motorcyclist had this license plate. Will run. Guess what happened? High speed chase. Went 145 miles an hour in a high speed chase with the cops.
Tried to tell you.
Who did not know Will Run is going to get in a high speed chase with
the
cops?
Let me tell you something. That's transparency, though, and I respect it. Told you who he was right up front, or she was, and they meant it. They got plates made, everything. Just said, look, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
If you're going to pull me over, you better collide me into the guard railing because I am gone.
Is this your pastor?
No, it doesn't look like.
It doesn't
Father
look like
Troy.
Your pastor. No. Well, he's in Brooklyn. He's the bling bishop.
Okay.
He's found guilty. Spending $90,000 of his parishioner's savings on luxury goods. Surprising. When you look at him, he's pretty blinged up.
Not surprising.
Yeah, if you get upset, considering what this guy has, shown himself to be. I think you should take a look at yourself. If you're giving him money,
you
know what
gave
it's about.
Him money, and you. But you saw how he's dressed.
Look, I need my pastor to dress in some Dockers and a nice collared shirt.
If he had any balls at all,
I don't need the bling doc. I don't need the bling pastor because I know where my money's going.
But if he had any balls at all, Joel Osteen would quote tweet that, and take a picture of himself in his house and saying, "I can't stand people that do this."
Have you seen his estate?
Estate is a good word.
Estate is the word.
Are we looking for Joel Osteen to be funny and snarky? Is that what people are looking for? I don't think he's in a position to do that.
No, but he took so much heat over when he couldn't open his... Remember,
the doors were locked.
He couldn't get into the church during the
flood. They were stuck. The doors were stuck.
Match Max said, "Come sleep on my couches." And Joel said, "I can't. The system, the wiring is off. It got flooded. I can't let people in." Now, to be fair, I wouldn't let a lot of y'all in my house either.
Whoa!
Well, my parents and my kids were gone. My wife was gone. I was
Did
chilling
you let
like
anybody
it was,
in?
Me and my dog.
Had that call. Do you remember?
No, I didn't have splits in. I had my.
The guy works for Bex Prime. His daughter lived next door to us, and we saved them during Allison. They came over soaking wet. We brought them in our house. Their house had flooded.
Where are you living?
But you
at that
wouldn't
time?
Do something like that. Apparently,
I ran $9,000 worth of equipment.
You wouldn't know, but you wouldn't let anybody
sites.
in your house because it's dirty and filthy.
I didn't say that.
You just said it.
I didn't say dirty and filthy. My wife doesn't let me have anyone come over because she wants the house cleaned up more.
I can't believe the guy who's well known to have fled the city in a private jet is having this conversation.
It's such a ballsy move by him.
That's
multiple times he's taken off in a jet.
This is what you want Joel Osteen
to
do.
And then ask for...
He's your Joel Osteen.
And then ask for discounts because he was a refugee at a steakhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike, with some $900 shoes on probably. My God. And a driver.
And you're letting him do that to you? Attack you on that? On those grounds?
Listen, did you let anybody in during Allison? No, he just said, I'm not letting anybody in my house.
I know, but since
listen, you're dirty and filthy.
I ran, like I said, Reagan Swimback brought me a $1,000 check. I went and immediately took it, put it in the bank.
Free rain coffee.
Went and got. No, I didn't give him free rain coffee.
No.
Oh.
Reagan Swimbank is free rain coffee.
Oh, well, all I know is that I went and bought refrigerators, took it down to George R. Brown because that's what they told me they needed for equipment. Don't even start. Yeah. Wendy was the hero during the hurricane.
Well, don't wonder,
not you.
Don't wonder Gilbert loves her.
Who is that?
It's, you know, it's the singer, Grease.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John? I don't remember her having those.
What she? Those? What do you mean those?
Ears.
Oh, okay. You don't remember her having
those?
Showed
me a picture and that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that looks like that. It's 9:57. We're done. We're actually moving. We're leaning into the Mopey and Mape show. We apologize.
Yeah, you don't want to activate Black Dexter. No. But first, let's talk about Vanderford.
Vanderford Air. So he came over yesterday, got the quote for the whole home dehumidifier. So I'm getting a whole home dehumidifier because the janky ass company that put my original or that put my air conditioner in last time, I got totally suckered because I had an emergency. And look, it's the reason Vanderford Air is your choice. You don't have to, just because you remember a phone number doesn't mean you should call that company. Vanderford Air, and I'll give you their phone number here in a second, but Vanderford Air is great because the difference is they do an amazing job of getting to your home. Within 24 hours of your call, you are going to have Vanderford Air there to take care of you. And when it comes to taking care of you, I'm talking about making sure that your air conditioning system is repaired the right way, making sure everything is done properly, making sure that your home is being cooled the way it's supposed to. I don't want to even talk about a heater because we know it's about to get really hot. And if you have a unit that's not strong enough to take care of your home, they'll come do heat. They'll do a load check on each room to make sure that you are getting the proper air. And if not, they can put in a system with 0% financing for 18 months. They've got the right system for you, and they do so much to make sure that your home is cooled the way it's supposed to, and that they can even do insulation as well if you need insulation. That's something I'm looking at doing as well. Call 281-595-COOL. That's COOL. That's 281-595-COOL. Go to the website for more information at VanderfordAir.com.
And let's talk safes now. Gun safes, commercial safes, jewelry safes, home and office safes. Safes. You want to be safe. The name is in it. It's safe, okay? It keeps your family safe from guns. It keeps the burglars out of your jewelry, okay? It keeps your jewelry safe. Proficient in, and listen, Houston Safe and Lock is the biggest. They're the best. Half the safes in this city are Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, which is the same company. Proficient in opening lock safes, able to convert dial to lock or digital. Dial lock to digital or vice versa, can change combination lock codes, skilled at repairing damaged safes, able to anchor and bolt safes. They can move your safe to a new location. You know, movers won't do that, so they do. The Houston Safe and Lock has got showrooms. They got a warehouse. They are the one that is going to save you money because they've got more. They buy them in bulk. American Security is the best safe, and they're the biggest dealers, period. So you're looking for a safe. There's one place to go. Go see my man, Derek Sola. He knows everything about safe. 713-522-5555 or go to 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.